Sigur Beis Diftes. Also, the punish the Seinir, the Shabbos, Shem of Yohoi, Lashvui Gumis. One is prohibited to relieve himself from the Doylem in a plowed field because he may cause, by doing so, to smooth out the ground, fill up a hole. He's prohibited to go into his friend's field to relieve himself, unless he gets explicit permission, because once it's plowed, the fact that somebody walks on it damages the plow, and therefore one should not do that. One should not go into the field. Sif Yud, Avonim Gedoyle Shem Estadzim Oysa Kimin Moishev Chol Yoishem Aleihem Basodois. They used to have a makeshift toilet. They took big stones. They set them up in a fashion that you could sit on them, and in between them, there's nothing over there. So, Musa Tzadadon, you're allowed to position them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to position the stones on the two sides, but you can't put something on top of them that will make it into a type of like oil. Even though it's oil array, temporary oil, it's still also. That's what the Mokhar Ram says. Mishavu brings Eli Rav and Man Lomotze that permit in such a situation. Apagav, the Binyan Arayu, Lagozve, Ravon, Mishum, Kodabri. There's two issues over here. There's one issue of setting up this thing. If it's a way that there's no oil, for example, you make stones on three sides and you sit on top of it and there's nothing on top of it, then that's definitely alright. It's a temporary structure and Kodabri is permitted. If you put something on top of it, then you make like walls and the roof, that's already machlekes and it's permitted or not. Simin Shin Yud Gimel, we are now starting halachas of binyan. So the rule is, you're not allowed to build anything on Shabbos. Classic building is connecting different things to make a structure. If it's a temporary structure, in other words, you're adding something that makes it put in and take out, that already under certain circumstances is permitted, and we'll see when yes, when not. So the kaka haloy, going luach or shadovash or soitbos haloy. You used to have a hole in the wall, which was open. When you wanted light to come in, and then they take a round hole, and then they take a round plank of wood, which they put into it to close it up. You can do the same thing with glass. You can have a window which is made to be put in and taken out. This is the type of thing that's made to be put in and taken out. Not like today's windows that are made to be there permanently. Today's windows, if you want to take out the window on Shabbos, is a derisa, because over there, it was made to permanently be there. Even if it's made to slide back and forth, it wasn't made to take out. But this type of window or something that seals a window, that even if it's not tied on to the structure, you can take it completely out and put it back in again. And we don't treat it as if you are adding to the building. Why? Because this is only an addition and it's only temporary. So if you're not making the tire oil, you're just adding something to it and it's also temporary, this situation is permitted. So over here, you have the wall there anyway, or even the roof, and you just have a hole in it, which is stopping up. That is, as the Chiddush Mishavur brings, that this is normal circumstances, that you're just opening a hole and stopping up a hole. Boy would be in a case where it is making an extra benefit, more than just opening and closing. For example, if on the other side of the hole, there is a dead body, and you don't want the tumah to come into your side. So here he says that if you stopped it up before the person died, then at the time you did it, there was no issue. And afterwards, if you benefited, that's all right. But if he already died, then it's considered you're making an oil, which is permitting or making a new halachic status on the other roof. If you added, the tumah goes through. When you put it in, the tumah stops. That's already considered something more of a chashivas, and therefore it is also. That is the opinion of the true tradition. The Mogen Avraham disagrees with this. And he says that what's the tikkun? Whatever was there till now was already tummy. So it's only going to be for the things that you want to bring in afterwards. And respect to the things you want to bring afterwards is not yet helping. It's going to help only later on. Anyway, there's a whole discussion about that. That is the first situation. For who? That which we say, this thing that's used to seal the hole in the wall, the window, or the board that's used to stop up the window hole, you can do that on Shabbos, provided that you already planned to do that from before Shabbos, or you used it before Shabbos. That's for another reason, because if you use it before Shabbos, it may not be considered a kli, it'll be a problem muksa, and also it's concerned that it looks like you're adding a permanent addition to the building. But if this was designated to be this type of use that is made to open and close, then it's permitted to use it on Shabbos. If you want to seal it up with something which you definitely won't leave there, like a shirt or some other garment, then you don't have to decide before Shabbos. I'm planning to use it only for temporary use. It's obvious that we only use for temporary use. This is one step down from that window. This is a rod that was used as a boat, and since it was set up to be used for that purpose, you don't have to tie it up to the door before Shabbos. It looks more like they're adding something to the building more than the thing they're using to close up the hole for the window. It's not enough just to plan to use it. You actually have to do something to it so that it should be designated for this purpose. There's a discussion what you have to do to it. Rashi says you have to actually physically change it so it should be used for some other type of use as a kli. According to Rambam, it's enough as long as you use it before Shabbos to lock the door. So then we see that it is just being used as a lock and not part of the binyan itself. So that's what we just said. According to Rashi, it's kenul l'shem kli sheiroi l'shem tashmish sheiroi l'havu v'zeitim l'sove goizim. But the Rashi, we mentioned, it should be usable for something else to stir up crushed olives or cracked nuts. I mean, otam eitzach sheiroi l'dav racha kikimu she tikna v'osav v'maisa v'chilu kaf tagi. As long as he did something to it that shows it's not just a piece of wood, but it's being used for this purpose, it's being used as a bolt, that's good enough. The most of the mikra, they got kli shalakul hetem, or to the tafalo. Once you do that, it's like a regular kli, whose purpose is to do something mutter, to lock the door, is mutter. And therefore, when it's permitted to be tafalo, you'll have to move it around, even if it's for the benefit of the bolt itself.